In Northwest news from KPLU, the Mariners remain in first place in the American League West as they host the Angels this weekend at Safeco Field. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says a lot of factors have come together this season to give even the most skeptical fans some hope. Well, Art, did you see this fast start coming?
Nah. I didn't see it. But again, I don't think anybody could have. And maybe Jerry DePoto, the general manager who put it all together. I think he had a vision for something that could start out of the box quickly. But there's so many new people in so many new positions, and a number of them are coming off of down years that you couldn't tell if a bounce back was going to be universal, especially with the bullpen, because there's no real track record of these guys, and they're not a unit necessarily, but you can make them one over the course of the season. Building a bullpen is one of the great mysteries. And we've seen it here in Seattle very succinctly because in 2014, the Mariners had a great bullpen and almost made the playoffs, just losing out on the last day. Last year, it was terrible. And they were one of the worst teams in baseball. There's not a one-to-one correlation, but it is a real factor in success. So no one could see that. And on top of that, there are five relief pitchers they were counting on in spring training who are on the disabled list. Hmm. Three of them right out of spring training haven't pitched an inning, and they've had a couple of more go down. And so they're calling guys up from AAA Tacoma to fill spots, and they're doing it very well. How long that lasts is anybody's guess.
Well, I was going to ask if you see this continuing. Is this all for real?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a number of factors, but I do think the number one factor is talent, and DePoto has upgraded the talent. They have improved talent at catcher. They've got Ketel Marte at shortstop, who's on an uptick even from last year's quality start, and they've got three new outfielders that are most helpful, two new starters. So there's a lot of upgraded talent, and that's primary. And then there's the psychological and emotional side of it, and it seems that this team is very open to the suggestions given by Scott Servais and the coaches about additional data, more information to make each at-bat or each pitch thrown more accurate and more effective. That's basically the psychological side of baseball that we see Pete Carroll deploying in football. Carroll is a big believer in communication among players, breaking down the barriers, and giving them information that will help them and help them concentrate on the very next play, not thinking about anything else but in the moment and doing well in it.
Well, given the fact that the Mariners haven't been to the postseason in more than a dozen years, are you seeing reasons for very skeptical fans to start to get excited?
Well, the skepticism in this fan base is deeply baked in, and they're entitled to every bit of it. So I'm not saying that people should go crazy about this. Do as you feel. But this team is enjoyable. It is a team that can produce runs, unlike last year, and it also is a team that can protect a lead. It was so frustrating for the fans last year to watch runners on base never coming home because they couldn't come up with a clutch hit. That doesn't seem to be the case at all. They're getting delivery on all points, 1 through 9 in the lineup, as well as off the bench. I think Dae-Ho Lee, the slugger from South Korea, is going to become a cult hero if he keeps this up. This has been a lot of fun to watch him and really the whole team because everybody is producing more or less on at least a major league average level. And the Mariners now have the best start since 2003. So if you want to ratchet down the skepticism and have a little fun at the ballpark, I think you can give yourself permission with this team.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.